It's bittersweet. We're thrilled with the changes that are being made so that hopefully children are protected against this type of behavior in the future. I'm hoping it'll save lives. But it's bittersweet because we still miss her so badly.
Has this helped you with your grief, this battle getting the legislation passed?
In a way, yes. It's very difficult, but we are able to focus. When you're able to focus on the greater good and making something happen that, so that her death has meaning and we can give her honor, that was helpful. That's not to say that it makes, you know, in our private moments any better, but certainly being out and about and seeing people and having support is a wonderful thing.
What impact will this bill have?
I'm hoping it'll save lives. That it will make people more aware of the things that they're saying, make people aware that hate is not okay, and in any circumstance, hate and intolerance, everyone needs to speak up and say this is not the way it's going to be in our communities.
I want to also ask, and I meant to ask Delegate Cardin this, is this the first of its kind law in the nation? Or
I am not completely sure, but I believe so. There's a lot of discussions, a lot of laws that primarily are around school systems and things like that, but this is a law that will give some teeth to things that don't come right into an inbox or a Facebook page. This will have consequences for this type of repeated behavior that is damaging to youth.
What's next for the McComas family?
Some quiet moments. Still a lot more reflection and grieving, I believe. I don't know, but we're hopeful that it'll be better.
All right. Thank you so much.